On this critical week in politics, we have an obituary worth noting. Raymond Dybski has died at the age of 81. He was an outspoken old pal who kept his office in his house and represented his district in East Baltimore in the Maryland House of Delegates for 20 years, from the 1960s through the 80s. Raymond Dybski was an old-school, big-city Roosevelt Democrat, dropped out of junior high school to join the Merchant Marines, and sailed on Liberty ships during World War II. Later went to work in a steel mill as a tester and inspector, and also earned his GED diploma after winning his first political office in 1966. He said that so many constituents came to his office at home, he had to replace the carpeting three times. He was one of the first state representatives to introduce environmental legislation, but Raymond Dybski will probably be better remembered for trying to get bills passed that had the stamp of being direct and personal. He introduced bills to prohibit the telephone company from charging for directory assistance calls. He honored a striptease performer who saved the life of a heart attack victim with CPR. Back in the late 70s, he introduced a bill to recognize actor Clayton Moore as the true Lone Ranger.
I was at his VFW post with some friends of mine when the program Real People came on, and he had a segment on there about the Lone Ranger, where a judge over in California told him he couldn't wear the mask. So my constituents said to me, what in the world is this country coming to? First, they take prayers out of school. They let 13, 14-year-old children drink alcohol, take drugs. What else are they going to tell us to do? The judge shouldn't have the right to tell anybody what to wear. So they said, Ray, being a legislator, can't you do something about it? Clayton Moore's been doing it for 31 years. He hasn't tarnished or bring disgrace upon the Lone Ranger. In fact, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. And he helped to create a national hero. See, we figure if they get away with this, someone may come up and say that Santa Claus can't wear his red suit or can't have a beard. Or someone liable to say the Statue of Liberty can't carry the torch. You know how some people are. Some might even come up and say, you can't have the Bill of Rights of the Constitution.
Baltimore legislator Raymond Dybski. He died this week in Baltimore at the age of 81.